Hello again. Episode 5, The Normalist Strikes Back. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. We return to October 17th, 1993. This time, the 2 to 3 o'clock hour. Sid Whitaker is producing, and Fred Gendron is back on traffic. Callers featured here will be Marty and Rockland, the newspaper guy, who calls to thank Norm for a prize he received from the WBZ tacky and worthless gift and bookshop. Ted from Boston with birthday wishes for his mom. Frank from Millville, Mass, and why he can't play the dumb birthday game. A 21-year-old Canadian, Brad, from a small mining town in Quebec. And Bob from Andover, who wants more info on this dumb birthday game thing. And Norm reveals where he gets the prizes. Classic sponsors we'll hear from. Marazine, we'll take care of your motion sickness with that one. We'll enjoy a nice glass of rich chocolatey Ovaltine. And we'll hear all about the mouth-watering meals at Floramo's in Chelsea, Mass. The famous tagline is not included in this one. But let's get started. Just make sure you prepare yourself as we itch and scratch and learn about the wonders of Gold Bond and baby Gold Bond powders.
Traffic network, and the magic question, of course, and the important questions on the lips of so many people right now is, hey, Fred, what is traffic like at this hour anyways?
Well, it's for most people, it's in fairly good shape. We have a couple of minor snags to watch out for that I can let you know about. This update being sponsored by the New England Aquarium. One of those problem spots, 495 northbound, just before the Lowell Connector, we have a breakdown there to watch out for. Also, just picking up reports of a minor accident northbound in the Central Artery as you exit the South Station Tunnel off to the right-hand side, a car into the guardrail there. State police do know about it. They're on the scene. It looks like they're going to need a tow for that vehicle. Fred Gendron, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Come see Earth Tunes, the fun environmental concert series for children at the New England Aquarium, October 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Call 973-5200 for details.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
When my 6-year-old comes home from school, we have a cup of rich chocolate Ovaltine, and we talk about his day. It's the best time of the day for both of us. He likes the rich chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. I like its goodness.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine is a different kind of Ovaltine with a flavor kids love, plus extra vitamins and minerals you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
Kids really drink their milk when it's made with rich chocolate Ovaltine. They love the taste. And if they're like my son, they'll sprinkle it on their ice cream, too.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine with more vitamins and minerals than any other milk flavoring.
It's the Ovaltine made specially for kids. The one in the canister, not the jar.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine. Rich chocolate Ovaltine. Extra delicious. Extra nutritious.
Available in the nutrition section of Walgreens.
For news all day and talk all night, stay with WBZ Radio. Now, here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Hi, this is WBZ's Norm Nathan, but I think I'm being redundant. He already said that, didn't he? It's just that WBZ is so proud that I'm one of them that I just can't repeat it often enough to satisfy the management here. Keep saying you're WBZ's Norm Nathan, would you, Norm? Because you had a lot of class and style to this radio station, they cry. Either that or get out of here. Anyway, let me do the lottery numbers now that I've set the pace with that wild bit of humor. The daily Massachusetts daily lottery number, 1887. Massachusetts megabucks, 7, 18, 20, 24, 27, and 33. Tri-state daily, 588 and 4972. The Tri-State Megabucks, 3, 4, 13, 22, 27, and 35. Rhode Island Daily, 0, 9, 8, 0. Rhode Island Lotta Bucks, 10, 14, 30, 31, and 40. And Connecticut Daily, 1, 7, 6, and 2, 5, 4, 9. And the Connecticut Estate Lottery's Cash Lotto Drawing, 4, 13, 15, 19, and the very lovely 29. The reason I rattle papers in here is not only for the emotional impact that I don't know it makes upon a lot of people, but also I'm fighting computers and electronic things of the 90s. You know, when presidential people, presidential candidates, presidents themselves, a lot of speakers come out and they have these computerized teleprompter kind of stuff, you know, where they look into screens and they read their speeches, but it looks like they're ad-libbing them, like they've memorized them and they're just talking at random. And there's usually one in each corner of the podium so they can look in this direction and that direction, like they're really looking at the audience, when actually they're glancing off at the computer screen, or the teleprompter, whatever they call that. I'm striking back at that because I loved it when, like, Harry Truman used to come out when he was making a speech. He'd come out with his little notebook. Remember, and he put it on the podium, and he'd open it up, and you knew he was, you know, somehow it seemed real. I miss those days. I hate this other business, you know, looking off into the audience as though you're really looking at the audience when actually you're reading it off an electronic device. I say let's bring back that little notebook, Harry Truman's notebook, and let him read out of that so we know they're really making a speech that somebody worked on. Thank you very much. I'll be back with some more insight in just a moment.
WBZ gets results for thousands of New England businesses. If you're interested in growing your business, listen to this.
Hi, this is Norman Zagorski of Woodworkers Warehouse. We've been giving WBZ News Radio listeners 5 good reasons to buy woodworking supplies at Woodworkers Warehouse during WBZ's Monday Night Quarterback Show. Woodworkers Warehouse has 24 stores with a huge selection of woodworking supplies, low, low prices, and convenient locations across Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. WBZ's 50,000-watt clear channel signal has helped us to get this information out to our customers throughout New England. We at Woodworkers Warehouse guarantee the right tool at the right price. We've found that WBZ's Monday Night Quarterback Show has helped us target the right audience for our advertising needs. Woodworkers Warehouse commercials on WBZ reach current customers as well as potential customers. WBZ works for Woodworkers Warehouse.
New England is sold on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Thank you just so much, you guys. Okay, San Jose and the Boston Bruins play to a 1-1 tie in their National Hockey League game, skated to a 1-1 tie, I think is the way the big guys say it. And in, hold on a minute here. The Toronto Blue Jays, meanwhile, won game one of the World Series. They scored an 8-5 win over the Philadelphia Phillies in Toronto. Game two set for Sunday night at the Sky Dome. Okay, now the very lovely Linda Chase and her orchestra.
Norm Nathan, he's the talk of the town. Lift you up when you're down, Norm Nathan. On WBZ in Boston.
Okay, thank you. Just sit down much. Okay, we have some open lines. 254-1030. Our area code is 617. The very exciting Sid Whitaker is our producer. And on the line with us is Ted in Boston. Hi, how you doing, Ted?
Hey, Norm. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. And you too?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
I have to abstract from the usual thing tonight. I want to say happy birthday to my mother.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she's living in Florida, and they pick you up sometimes, so.
Is she around the...
My mom.
Now, what's her name?
Happy birthday. Teresa.
Hey, Teresa. Where in Florida is she?
Fort Myers.
Oh, they pick us up in Fort Myers? Because
yeah,
that's on the Gulf side.
Yeah.
I didn't think we got to Fort Myers. That's an interesting area right on the Gulf of Mexico.
You got it, yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry, you just told me your name and I forgot.
35 years old, Teresa.
Teresa, you're a wonderful person.
She knows that.
Oh, she already knows that.
Yeah.
Okay. You miss the fact that she's down there and you're up here?
No.
In fact, you're glad of it, aren't you? Because deep down, you hate your mother, don't you?
No, I don't.
Come on, confessing right here. Okay, no, I'm just joking.
But anyway, no, I was going to tell you, last night you had a wild show. I'll tell you, it was great.
I can't remember. It was so wild, I've forgotten about it. Okay. Sorry, I sort of have remembered.
The song and Dance Man and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, you mean with Robert.
Yeah.
Robert from Everett, yeah, the real
I never laughed so much in my life.
Really, yeah. See, But Tony Nesbitt is here, and Robert from Everett calls. He insists that I put him on because he thinks it makes a funny thing. All it does is aggravate me. And
well, I could just picture you, you know, standing back there. No, I don't want to talk to him. It was funny.
Yeah, I really never do want to talk to him. But people seem to get a kick out of my being angered at him. I don't understand that.
Yeah, well.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah.
Did you want to play the dumb birthday game today, by the way?
That'd be great.
Would you like to do that?
I listened to it last night. Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
They were all good last night.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to turn you over to, unless you have some, I can hold back if you got something else you wanted to comment on first, but otherwise I'll turn you over to Sid Whitaker, and he'll line you up for that.
Oh, that's great.
We even call you, so you don't have to pay any phone bill, but you're calling from Boston.
Right.
So there is no charge anyway.
Okay, Norm, I'd love to do it.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling, Ted.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 254-1030, our area code is the very exciting 617, and I'd love to hear from you. We do have some open lines right now, so it would be a good time to call.
James Wright of Riverdale, Illinois, is telling us about his itchy skin problem.
I was flaky skin and redness after scratching. It was irritated, and there was some redness to it, but it was just a constant itch.
But James Wright got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
And I started using Gold Bond, and never had no problem since then. The initial reaction was it was kind of soothing, and then all of a sudden it was a cooling effect. And after that, it seemed like the itching disappeared.
Gold Bond's triple action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's triple action Gold Bond.
After using it a few times, I've been using it ever since. Gold Bond medicated powder. It stopped the itching, that's the main thing. Gold Bond has did wonders for me.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at all Walgreens stores.
For the latest on world trouble spots, check in with the WBZ Afternoon News. We've got you covered. What the president's saying in Somalia.
It may have been naive for anyone to seriously assert in the beginning that you could go into a situation as politically and militarily charged as that one. Good people to turn around and leave and expect everything to be hunky-dory.
From Somalia to Haiti, we've got the latest. Plus AccuWeather every 10 minutes and traffic on the threes. Join us on the BZ Afternoon News on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, this is Frank in Millville. That's Millville, Massachusetts?
Hi, Norm.
Hi, now where's Millville?
It's down south. It's kind of like on the Rhode Island border.
But in Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What, now, what towns are near you?
Bellingham, Blackstone, Uxbridge, Douglas.
Okay, so you're southwest of Boston, then going to below Worcester.
Yeah.
Sort of in that
20
area.
Miles south of Worcester and probably 20 miles north of Providence.
Hey, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, Millville. That sounds like kind of like a fictional story, a typical American town.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Is it a pretty town?
Yeah, very pretty. We have about 1,800 population, yeah.
Oh, it is a small town.
Yeah.
I thought I knew most of Massachusetts, but I don't know Millville.
Well, you know Blackstone?
Yes, I do.
Right next door.
I'm going to come down and just hang around Millville.
Well, just don't blink your eyes when you're driving.
Because I live in a small town, too.
Yeah.
But we have about 5,000 people now. We've grown to a huge metropolis.
Well, it's not the fact that we're that small. We don't have much area.
Oh, not too much. You mean
no,
the town is small in area?
Who knows? 8-10 square miles.
Okay. Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I wanted to ask you this. If I was going to play the stupid birthday game.
Oh, the dumb birthday game.
Oh, the dumb birthday
game. I don't
know.
Is that
how you call it?
Yeah, we call it the dumb birthday game.
Now, I'm not gonna break your balloon here, but I just want to know.
Yes.
Can I use my World Almanac when I play?
That would be kind of cheating, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody ever thought of that before.
Probably, because we've had some who've correctly identified everything.
Yeah.
And said they just happened they were just taking wild guesses. Maybe they were looking it up in the almanac, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're familiar with it, aren't you?
Yeah, but it takes you a while to look it up and then figure out, because the almanac only gives the birth year, does it not? So you have to figure out the age from that?
Yeah.
So by that time, if I called on you first each time, So you wouldn't have time to look it up.
Yeah, but, you know, there are some of us in this world that did go to school before they had calculators.
That's true. I never thought of that.
You see that?
Yeah. You want to play the game with us and try it?
No, I couldn't do that, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I you know, I'd be tempted to cheat. And then I'd win the big prize.
Yeah, because you realize the prizes are totally useless and worthless. So the best you would do is win a whole bunch of junk that you'd probably, you know, use as the basis for a flea market the next day.
Or charity.
Well, I don't know if there's any organization would want you to donate that to them. It's not even that good. No, that's not too quite that good.
Hey, Norm, on a more serious note.
Okay.
What are we going to do here about the Phillies? What's the problem?
Okay, you're obviously you'd like the Phillies to win.
Well, you know what upsets me is when I see these fans in Toronto waving the Canadian flag. I mean, are they going to do that in Philly, wave the American flag? I don't.
Well, they should. Why not?
Well, come on. Why not?
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, they love their country in Canada like we love our country here. I don't know if there's anything too terribly wrong. Does that bother you that they do that?
Yeah, it does, because the players are all Americans. I don't think there's one Canadian on the Toronto team. Because the last Canadian I knew that played in Major League Baseball was Fergie Jenkins.
Yeah, and then, of course, because you have the situation about hockey here, where we have, you know, American teams composed mostly of Canadians.
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
Good point.
I don't know. Canada is a decent country. Very little they do would offend me. I wouldn't mind that.
Well,
I think in Philadelphia, sure, waving the American flag is, I think, would be a good thing to do.
You think they're going to do it?
I don't know.
I don't remember last year if they did that in Atlanta.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember either. The next game is still in Toronto, isn't it? The second game is Toronto, Sunday night, yeah. I don't know. We'll have to wait until the third game to find out. I just don't know, Frank.
I don't know. How old is Bob Hope?
Bob Hope has just celebrated his 90th birthday.
90?
Yeah. In fact, I can look him up for you if you'd like. But
I believe him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's 90 years old.
Wow.
Do you think you ought to hang it up?
Who?
Bob Hope, shouldn't he just kind of hang it up and quit?
No. He's going to 110.
Yeah, but I don't think he's funny anymore. I don't think he ever was really all that funny to begin with, though. I think he's probably a very nice man. I think I would like him as an individual. I think he's very unpretentious, and people who know him better, that is, who've interviewed him when he's come to Boston, have said he's a very, very nice man. I think his programs are so out of date and so old-fashioned looking.
Well, I don't know.
And all that kind of stuff. Somebody's writing about him. Who's it? Arthur Marx, the son of Groucho Marx, just written a book about Bob Hope and says the guy's had a whole lot of affairs. Have you read that?
No. I don't read books. You can tell, right?
No, but it was in the newspapers. That is excerpts from the book. I'm not sure the book is even out yet, but there were excerpts in one of the stories in the newspaper, excerpts from the book itself.
I read newspapers. I didn't catch an article, and I read, of course, the sporting papers.
See, you probably just read sports and important kinds of stuff. You don't read the giggly stuff like the gossip stuff.
I'm not that type of guy.
Ah, see, that's why I want to be like you when I grow up, Frank. I want to be like you.
Norm, listen, you're an icon yourself. Please don't go anywhere and just stick around.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Frank. Pleasure to talk with you.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, speaking of Canada, we're going up to Canada right this moment. Brad, who's up in the La Belle Province. What do you say? La Province Belle.
La Belle Province.
La Belle Province, up in Quebec.
Sure.
How you doing, Brad?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I was just calling to talk about the Blue Jays.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, what that guy was saying about not one Canadian being on Toronto Blue Jays, actually there is one Canadian.
There is one? Now, who is that?
It's, I don't know his first name. I think it's Ron or Rob or something. Butler.
Oh, Butler. He's from Canada. Okay.
Yeah, he's from Newfoundland.
Okay, but we have, you know, we have a lot of American hockey teams where most of the people, the players are from Canada. But Canada and you know, it's not like our country and against Bosnia or Somalia or something like that. I mean, we're not the same country, certainly, because Canada is quite independent and a separate country and quite a lovely country. But we're friends. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I guess not.
I can't feel any resentment toward the Canadians for whatever it is they might do. We've been friends for so long. God, I'm starting to cry. I think I'm getting choked up. I'm getting put myself to sleep too. I don't know why I went through that speech.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about last year's World Series, about how the States put the Canadian flag upside down. I mean, that was a really serious or anything. Laughed about it, you know.
Yeah, that's right. If they had done that, if Canadians had done that with the American flag, I think we would have really been angered. But I think whoever did that, they weren't doing it as an insulting thing. I think they didn't know any better.
Yeah, I think, well, they were hurrying up and everything. Like, they were really hurrying up to get everything ready. So,
yeah.
I guess it's an understandable mistake. But, and I just, it really amazes me how the Marines, when they went back to Toronto, and how they had the big ceremony and everything, and they put the American flag up and everything. That was really, really neat.
I don't remember. Now, what incident are you talking about in this case?
The Americans putting the Canadian flag upside down.
Okay.
You know, George Bush ordered the Marines to go up to Toronto. I think there was only two or three there, but they were all dressed up in their uniforms and everything, and they put the American flag up and everything.
I got you.
It was really, really nice. Am I putting you to sleep, Norm?
I'm sorry, I was just scratching myself, falling asleep, Brad. I didn't catch you. No, you're okay. What do you do up there in Quebec? Where in Quebec are you?
I'm in Joutel.
Joutel?
350 miles north of Montreal.
Oh, 350 miles north of Montreal. You're really way up there.
Yeah, it's just a little mining town, or about 600 people.
Okay, and there are very many, because you speak with no French accent at all. Are you bilingual?
Yeah, I am, actually. Well, I am English, so...
Yeah, but you speak French.
Yeah.
Are there many English people up English Canadians up there in your town?
Well, we're only two now, but before there was about, when the town just started, there was about 20 or 30, but they all moved away.
So you're very much a minority up where you live. Is that a problem?
Not really. I mean, most people don't even notice. I mean, because I speak French and English, and I have no... or virtually no accent in French either. So.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. That's really great.
Yeah, it really helps me out a lot, too, because what I do, I need, you know, both languages and everything.
What do you do?
I'm a sales manager for the mine up here.
Hey, because you sound very young to be in a position that high.
Why, thank you.
Are you in your early 20s?
Yeah, I am. I'm 21.
21. Hey, you've done very well for yourself there, Brad.
Well, thank you very much.
You're okay. By the time you're 30, you'll probably be Prime Minister of all of Quebec.
I'll be a millionaire. Is what I'll be.
Well, that's great.
I'll take over your job, Norm. Is what I'll do.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that if you're a millionaire.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah, if you're a millionaire, you could buy this whole radio station, the whole Westinghouse radio chain.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Would that be good?
Yeah.
And then you could
be my business partner.
I'd like to be your advisor, your consultant,
okay,
we could decide what to do with the Westinghouse stations.
You can be my secretary,
Norm. Okay, they seem to get a chuckle out of that.
Hey, how about that teen canteen?
That's right, all the kids are in the teen canteen, those are the kids there, they're just cheering and rooting for you.
Oh, I like
him, so. Okay. That'd be kind of nice. You'd be a 21-year-old guy. You'd have as a secretary this old, broken-down, old coot, namely me.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
Can I get on the birthday game?
Yes. Yes, you can. I guess that was a good question. I'm going to turn you over to Sid, and I look forward to talking with you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care, Brad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bill Marlowe. You know, if you're looking for absolutely marvelous food at fantastic prices, then it is time to visit Tommy Floramo's restaurant, located between the Mystic Mall and the stadium at 213 Everett Avenue. It's in Chelsea. You'll have superb choices like steak Diane with the peppers, onions, and mushrooms in that divine orange-flavored Diane sauce, as well as steak pizzaiola marinara in that delicious Cajun steak. Floramos is famous for their marinated and barbecued steak, lamb, pork, and turkey tips, and those turkey tips are out of sight. Tommy Floramos continues to offer lobster 7 days a week, and you'll never believe how good lunch can be. Great value-priced lunch specials like the 7-ounce sirloin steak. Look, whether it be for lunch or dinner, you're really missing out if you don't give Tommy Floramo that try. Will you visit them today at 213 Everett Avenue in Chelsea where the parking is free? One bite of the mouth-watering marinated barbecue baby back ribs. You'll be back, honey. Please tell Tommy that Bill Marlowe, the man that sent you in.
The Massachusetts Associated Press broadcasters voted WBZ News Radio 1992 first place winners in 7 major categories.
One moment, please. I hit the wrong thing. So I tell you what, let's pick up at that point, pretend nothing has gone wrong. The trouble is in your set. And I have a brother-in-law who can fix your radio if it keeps doing silly things like that. Anyway, Norm Nathan here with the headlines for this hour. U.S. and Canadian warships are moving toward Haiti to help enforce economic sanctions scheduled to take effect on Monday. Because of the volatile situation, U.S. troops on an international mission to restore democracy in Haiti have been evacuated. After 11 days of captivity in Somalia, American helicopter pilot Michael Durant is finally home. He arrived at his home base in Fort Campbell, Kentucky on Saturday evening to a boisterous crowd of 3,500 well-wishers. Oklahoma officials say New York must ask for a stay of execution to keep convicted killer Thomas Grasso from being executed in Oklahoma so that he can serve his New York sentence. A judge has ruled that Grasso must serve a 20-year-to-life prison sentence in New York first before he can be executed in Oklahoma. Let me think about that one for a minute. In Toronto, the Blue Jays have won Game 1 of the World Series, scoring an 8-5 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Game 2 takes place Sunday night, also in Toronto at the Sky Dome. The Bruins and the Sharks played to a 1-1 tie, and former Vice President Dan Quayle is hinting again he might make a run for the presidency. Quayle was in his hometown of Huntington, Indiana, Saturday to dedicate the Dan Quayle Center and Museum. Now the WBZ 24-hour traffic network, and that, of course, means the very lovely Fred Gendron updating us on something. You ought to play the dumb birthday game with us, too, aren't you, Fred?
Of course. I've played it, I think, 3 times, and I came in last 2 out of the 3 times.
I don't remember the results, but I do remember your sharp wit.
Oh, yes. And, I was unbelievable.
You were unbelievable.
The one.
No, I thought you did okay, and you were fun to have on, and we took a vote of the kids here in the Teen Canteen whether they wanted you back on again, and they just were just so darn enthusiastic. I'm glad that you have agreed.
All right.
You're super. A lovely person. Well, they just want one really classy, another classy, whatever it is you do, to do it now, and I'll just be quiet.
Okay, well, roll those tapes. Here we go. Norm, we've got an accident scene outbound on Comm Ave in the BU area. It's right between the BU Bridge and Nickerson Field, about halfway between there by the Armory. So if you're headed outbound on Comm Ave, you'll notice that's why there are a lot of taillights in front of you right now, everyone hitting the brakes. And if you can avoid that area, you might be better off on the outbound side. You can skirt back onto Commonwealth Avenue after that point. Also, a minor accident being cleared northbound on the Central Artery right after the South Station Tunnel. And westbound on the turnpike in Newton, right by the Star Market, we have a breakdown, a Rolls Royce. It happens to the best of them. Fred Gendron, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritated diaper rash?
It's thought it is a little rash. It's just red and, like, prickly. But like a heat rash. I feel bad.
Then Louise Fallon of Brooklyn, New York, discovered Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
Now, all I use is the Baby Gold Bond. I think it's the best powder that you could use. I don't use it just for rash. I use it every diaper change.
Baby Gold Bond combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin and actually helps prevent diaper rash with ingredients medical experts recognize as both safe and effective, including a skin-protecting medication ordinary baby powders don't have.
It helps the rash, and I use it as a preventative. It's like a shield that he doesn't stay wet. Really, he hardly gets rashes anymore. He loves Baby Gold Bond.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder does more for diaper rash than ordinary baby powders. Use only as directed. Available at all Walgreens stores.
I'm Nathan here at WBZ. We will be playing the dumb birthday game in about a half hour or so. If you were here, you'd know that because the excitement among the kids in the teen canteen really is building. Oh, hey, let's take some calls. Bob in Boston. Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob. You're on wait a minute, Bob. There you go. How you doing? Bob? Bob in Boston. Go ahead. You're on WBC. Oh, I think he's waiting for the six-second delay, maybe. Let's see. Yeah, because I can hear myself on his radio. Bob, you're on WBZ right this minute. Otherwise, you're not on WBZ this minute. Okay. Maybe fell asleep. That's one of the diseases of this time of night. Bob in Andover, how you doing?
Here we go.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Norm?
Oh, you're another Bob. You're up in the Merrimack Valley.
I'm up in the valley.
Up in the valley.
Up in the valley. Not too far from where you are.
Not too far at all. A couple of towns away.
Yeah, and how's everything going?
So far, it's going okay, Bob.
Oh, I'm a little wired from watching that ball game earlier tonight. Oh,
geez. Oh, you watching the World Series game, you mean?
Yeah, I watched the thing. I'm just so ticked off that the Phillies lost. We can't have Toronto win again. Just can't have.
Do you think there's an anti-Canadian bias in this series among Americans? Are you for the Phillies because you don't want a Canadian team to win? Or
I'm definitely for the Phillies only because Toronto won it last year, so I figured.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So it's not an anti-Canadian thing?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
Not at all.
Okay.
And I do have an answer. I tried to get on. In fact, I think Sid tried to hook me up at like around 1:05, but I just didn't get on in time. And I had an answer to one of the questions, several of the questions. Fact.
Oh, I'm sorry that you didn't get on. He'll be back. We'll do some more programs with him in the future. What was the question?
The question was the highest mountain in the United States.
Yeah, and that was?
I believe Mount McKinley.
I think Mount McKinley is correct.
Yeah, I would have won a book.
I know. That's too bad.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I feel just so bad.
But anyways, what's with the dumb birthday game now? What's this all about?
Oh, the dumb birthday game is much heralded in the song and legend.
Oh.
What we do is, it's really a stupid game. That's why we call it the dumb birthday game.
Okay.
But what we do is, I mention the names of people who were born on this date, which today, let's see, right now, it's October 17th. I mention the names of people who were born on this date, and the people on the panel... And our producers play the game along with us, too. They have to guess how old that person is. See? So the whole concept is kind of stupid. But we take it off from that point. And because of our provocative dialogue and wonderful conversation and jokes and everything, we make it hilarious.
Okay, so what do you give out for prizes?
Really dumb stuff. I mean,
oh,
really? Really useless, worthless stuff.
Oh, like some like bombs, gold powder or something like that? Or?
Not even anything as valuable as that, though. It depends on what I can steal out of the desks.
Excuse me for rattling papers in your ears. Let me remind you to like, subscribe, share, and hit the bell so you can be notified when more silliness arrives. Email me at normnathanvos@gmail.com. You can also find us on Castos, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts. You can find the links below in the description box. This concludes our broadcast day. Tune in next week for Episode 6, Return of the Swell Music Quiz. Okay, that'll be the last one of those references. All right. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For the dry and itchy Norm Nathan, I'm the red and rashy Tony Nesbitt.
Ew, like totally gross.